Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Unique tax planning opportunities in the midst of COVID-19. You know, don't get me wrong, this is a challenging market. It's a challenging world. We have healthcare crisis. It's affecting the markets in a significant way. So don't misunderstand me. I know many of you are having a challenge, both in terms of your life planning and your financial planning. We do, though, want to make sure that we're taking advantage of opportunities that are presented that can help us improve our financial planning. And, you know, we think about the investment side a lot, but a lot of times we have great opportunities on the tax planning side. So let's just hit a few of these. First off, markets are down. That gives you opportunities on a couple of fronts from a tax perspective. One is with Roth conversion. If your IRAs are significantly down right now, you have a chance. I mean, I personally don't think this is going to turn into a global depression. I think the United States will come out of this. It's going to take a while economically. I'm not sure we're through the worst of it with the stock market. I hope we are. The market has bounced back about half of its losses since the latter part of March. But I think, you know, the economy, the economic impact is going to last a while. So, you know, doing Roth conversion when the markets are down, it's like you're getting a discount. You're getting to convert more shares of an investment to Roth and pay tax on a lower amount than if you had done this 3 months ago. So it's kind of like they're discounted right now, because 2-3 years from now, I do think this is likely to be in our rearview mirror. So doing Roth conversion in an opportunity like that. Also, taxable gain harvesting and tax loss harvesting. If you have longer-term investments that you have a lot of confidence in, but they're down right now, you have an opportunity to either realize gains at a lower rate. You also have an opportunity to tax harvest losses. Now, if you tax harvest a loss, then you do have to wait over 30 days to reinvest in the same vehicle, like the same stock or the same mutual fund. You could reinvest it in something else, but be careful with tax loss harvesting. There are some rules in place that you have to be careful. But tax gain harvesting is an opportunity for many retirees that don't have to take taxable distributions yet from their IRAs. You've heard me discuss a lot that there's this sweet spot in retirement planning between retirement age and age 72 when you have to start taking those distributions from your IRAs. So you have more opportunities for gain harvesting while the market is down. And then I do want to just bring up in the CARES Act that was passed a couple of weeks ago, remember they waived the required minimum distribution for 2020. So if you're 72 or older this year, you do not have to take a required minimum distribution, which gives you more opportunity to take advantage of tax planning opportunities, because you're going to, it's almost like you have this extra year where you are now in this sweet spot for tax planning where you can maybe realize long-term gains at maybe even a 0% tax bracket or Roth conversion in a low tax bracket. And the investments are down, so you can convert more shares than you would have 2 months ago. So tax planning is a very critical part of your overall financial plan. Now, one more note that I want to mention is if, you know, what if you already took your required minimum distribution and now you find out you don't have to do that? Well, if it's a traditional IRA and you took the required minimum distribution February 1 or later, you know, typically you can do a 60-day rollover where you can kind of undo that and put it back into the IRA and undo that distribution. Well, it's been more than 60 days if you did that in early February. Well, the IRS has provided guidance that the 60-day rollover is now extended until July the 15th when the tax extension deadline is. So So if you took that minimum distribution after April 1st, you have some relief here to plan to undo that. Unfortunately, if you took it in January, as of right now, you don't have that relief. Also, you cannot do a rollover like that if it's an inherited IRA. But stay tuned, because the Treasury may pass additional guidance to give us opportunities to undo a minimum distribution you've already taken. But the biggest thing is to be flexible and use smart tax planning opportunity as opportunities are presented in a world of a lot of instability and volatility.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.